When you hear gender equality, you most likely envisage a society in which both men and women enjoy equal rights and have the same or very similar responsibilities. You may also think of a couple, a husband and a wife, that together, in a partnership, work towards bettering their own lives and the lives of their children. But is gender equality in the Western world of today really about having the same social standing, whether you are a man or a woman, or about working in a partnership to create a better life for the family? Have you ever thought about it? I'm Dr. Esther Abrylka, and I'm a psychologist and a former academic. I was born and raised in Poland, but in the last 15 years, I have lived and worked in different countries in Western Europe. I have also been a great supporter of gender equality and women empowerment for my whole life. But today, after having lived for longer in quite a few countries and seeing very similar patterns in each of them, I'm no longer that sure what I was really supporting for the majority of my life. As a European, since I was a child, I have always regarded myself as equal to my male friends and colleagues. I have never questioned that in my mind. Yet, with the years passing and me moving from one country to another, I have started to realize that gender equality written in legislation does not make men and women of the Western world equal to one another at all, and that gender equality has nothing to do with a real partnership in a marriage or committed relationship. But it's true that we, women of the West, enjoy a lot of freedom and rights comparing to women born in some other parts of the world. When we are no longer a minor, we do not need to ask our father or brother or husband for a permission to have a passport, travel alone, or drive a car. We can vote in national and local elections. Our votes matter as much as the votes of men. We can study, work, and have careers, and earn our own money. But that's the brighter side of gender equality in the West. Western gender equality has also another side that is a bit more ugly and no one wants to talk about. Hence, I've decided to open the Pandora box today and voice what me and many other Western women think of gender equality in the form that we know it, and what is the mental health and well-being cost that we all every day pay for being theoretically equal to men. Since we are born, we, women, are trained first by our parents and then by the educational system to be economically self-sufficient for the rest of our lives. Although this idea does not seem harmful, on the contrary, it seems to empower us and let us decide ourselves about our lives, it has some strings attached. After all, not every girl necessarily wants to be a standalone Wonder Woman for the whole rest of her life. Some girls and young women have more traditional dreams. Over having a career, they prioritize being a wife and a mother who can rely financially on her husband or partner, at least during the time when she takes care of the babies. They may be willing to work professionally or be entrepreneurs, but because they enjoy it and it's a source of development for them, not because they have no other choice. This should make sense, right? After all, the whole suffragette and then the feminist movements were all about giving women the choice to decide about themselves and their goals in life, in the same way as men could decide about their lives for centuries. But in the Western world of today, our right to be a financially self-sufficient Wonder Woman is no longer a choice. That's the only option that we, common women, have, whether it aligns with us, our aspirations and potentials, or not. If it does align, we may consider ourselves quite lucky. If it doesn't, being a superhero that we don't want to be and that does not serve us comes with a high price that we are often not aware of until life presents us with a receipt. Being a Wonder Woman is a one-fit-all solution these days, whether we like it or not. If you have so far listened to me carefully, you may have very well noticed that I said that Western gender equality molds women into being economically self-sufficient. I have never said, though, that it has any intention to make women become self-assured, self-accomplished, self-respectful, and emotionally and mentally independent human beings, because it doesn't. We, Western women, so equal to men as they tell us, are expected by society to be our own providers. And more often these days, we are in fact expected to be the main provider for the whole household. Contributing 50-50 to the household in terms of finances at all times is the bare minimum that is expected from us. Who we are as a person, what we love, what our dreams and desires are, does no longer matter. Our value to society, that is run by men, is measured by our ability to earn money. The more money and status we can provide to our future husbands or partners, without expecting the same from them in return, the better our position on the matrimonial market is. And we, women, don't protest against it. After all, hardly any of us wants to be lonely for her whole life. So we comply with this and even compete between each other to show to men that we are a better and a more generous catch than the other women out there. Movies, magazines, advertisements, they all show and tell us that we should always look like $1 million and smile and be happy whatever is going on in our lives. Of course, we have to look and feel great even after having spent 12 hours a day at work, having taken care of our children before and afterwards, having done all household chores, including cooking, cleaning, and going for grocery shopping, and after giving attention to and pleasing our partner or husband. If we say that it is too much, it is not fair, and that the household chores should be divided equally between us and our partner or husband, as the financial contribution to the household has been divided, we are being called problematic, ungrateful, entitled, difficult, or demanding. So we don't really complain, and we carry on with more than we can handle. After all, there are so many younger, more attractive, and less complaining single women out there, but it's better not to talk too much, just in case. We, women of the West, are told that we are equal to our Western men. Hence, we have to take responsibility for our own lives. As we are expected to be good providers to prove that we can be a marriage material, we are always heading for the podium, whether it is a race for academic achievement or jobs. While being equal, we paradoxically have to be a few times better at what we do than our male colleagues, and yet it is quite often them who get promoted to senior positions, not us. And as no one likes competition and having more knowledgeable and skillful subordinates than themselves, we, high-achieving women, often get bullied until we have no other choice than to look for another job and repeat the whole cycle again. Without complaining, of course, as we can get labeled as being difficult to work with, and then all our professional achievements from the last 10, 20 years will evaporate and be considered non-existent, with one blink of an eye. Western women are every day continuously made to believe that this is what gender equality is. That being equal to men means that we not only have to fulfill our traditional roles as mothers and wives with little or no help from our partners or husbands, but that we also must provide the money for the household equally to men, if not actually to take this responsibility over from them completely. And while doing all that, we must look as a happy-go-lucky goddess, because otherwise our partner or husband is justified and excused if they look for happy time outside of the relationship or marriage. We nowadays pay a very high price for having the non-optional right to be Wonder Women. And this is because while we are conditioned to be economically self-sufficient, we are at the same time conditioned to derive our self-esteem and self-worth from what men and society as a whole think of us and how utilitarian we are to both of them. Some would probably disagree with me and say, no, that's not true. We, women, are these days respected even if we don't have husbands or children, and when we are single and focused on ourselves. Are we? Really? So, why when I go to an office or bank, or doctor's surgery, here in the UK where I currently live, why the first question I am asked when I give my details is whether I'm Miss or Mrs. With Miss being a guarantee for receiving a half sympathetic and half disrespectful look from the person that I'm talking to, whether it's a man or a woman. Low self-esteem and low self-confidence. Feelings of not being worthy enough. Depression, anxiety, eating disorders, compliance with emotional and physical violence in a relationship or marriage, submission to bullying at work. This is the price that many women pay for gender equality in the nowadays Western world. Don't you think that it's the time to redefine what gender equality really is? Shall we start teaching girls from very early on that their worth as a person has nothing to do with pleasing everyone around them at their own expenses? Or do you think that it is a too revolutionary idea?